I was born in a pub off Lisson Grove, Marylebone, London, in 1904. Only beer was sold, the customers being mainly draymen who delivered goods arriving at Marylebone Station. I can remember the lovely large shire horses driving through the streets, which were sometimes covered with snow when one of the wealthier residents lay ill or dying. My sister, 7 years my senior, was constantly ill and was sent away to boarding school in Margate, principally to get the benefit of the sea air. When I was born, my mother, who was French, arranged for a 16-year-old French girl, Louisa, to be sent over from a farm in Normandy to take full charge of me. This was fortunate for me, because both my parents worked ungodly hours in the pub and were not in the least bit interested in me anyway. They seemed to be constantly quarrelling. Dear Louisa, I remember her only vaguely, but with love, and always, it seemed, in Regent's Park. What better garden for one's first playground? I can remember my bedroom, lit not only by a candle, but by the naphtha flares used by the stallholders in the street below. My father was the youngest son of a farmer's large family, and at an early age was put into service, eventually becoming valet to Lord Carnarvon. He was tall and handsome, with an instinctive taste for good food, wine, handmade clothes, handmade shoes, and, it seems, pretty women. A bon viveur and a true Edwardian. My mother was French and a trained dressmaker, who left France to break away from her fiancé, an unrepentant alcoholic. She became lady's maid to Lady Carnarvon. My mother and father met while travelling on the Riviera with Lord and Lady Carnarvon. Only such a romantic setting could have triggered off such an unsuitable match as theirs turned out to be. When my sister was on the way, they undertook the management of their first pub in Soho, which provided them both with a home and a job. My mother hated it, but my father, an affable man, became a popular host to all his customers. My poor mother became obsessed with the necessity for fresh air, so the next move for my unwanted arrival was to Marylebone, with its proximity to Regent's Park. When it was time for me to go to school, my mother, with shrewd property-owning instinct, insisted that my father bought a small house in Hampstead that I could go to school there and have daily healthy walks on Hampstead Heath. Louisa returned to France, and I remember being utterly devastated by her departure, spending the first week at school sobbing with my head on the desk. I can still remember the smell of the ink-stained wood mingled with my tears. By the time I'd learned to love my teacher, it was time to move up a class. Again, utter desolation. And so it went on.